It's far. Is it working?
Yes.
You're hearing?
Yes.
In the back, are you hearing? Okay. How many of those who were here in 1966, please rise that everyone will see you. At the reception after the Mass, go and meet them and greet them for their faithfulness. Those who were here in 1986, please rise. We thank you for your courage. A fire is a burden. It's a tough time to go through in a family home and in a community home, in a parish. Very tough time to go through. But you had the courage to go through and you came together. I think you all knew the story, but I want to make sure that all of you know it, so I'll say it again. This crucifix has a story. He was there in 1986. And he was blackened by the fire, by the smoke. He wasn't destroyed, but he was blackened. And those who were there, in those times you who were there, you decided to keep it black. So it's like a reminder of what you went through. And there were also three other statues who were there, were blackened also, but they were cleansed. Those are the three Sacred Heart, Mary, and Joseph. They were there, but they were clean, they were cleansed, they were renewed. But the crucifix was there. And it's, I would say it's a prophetic gesture, in the sense that Jesus Christ on the cross, we might have beautiful crosses, but the cross is not something pleasant. The cross is hard. Dying on a cross is very tough and very hard. And the fact that it was blackened by the smoke, it makes it a sign. It's a proper sign. Our death is something that can be hard on ourselves, but also our moments in life, personal life, family life, community life, there are moments that can be tough. But what I like of what you've done is that behind the cross, the crucifix, there is light. There is light behind the crucifix. And behind the crucifix and through the crucifix, not only behind the crucifix, but through the crucifix, there is light. There is a resurrection. There is resurrection. In a certain way, the crucifix is already light, even when it's blackened. Because, why? Because what is present on the crucifix is the love of God. Jesus Christ on the cross, on the crucifix, loves us. He bears our sins, our sufferings, our pains, our death. He bears it on himself. And in that, and he bears it on himself by love, true love, with love. So that at the same time that the crucifix is a moment of blackness, it's also a moment of light, because it's a moment of radiation of love. Radiation of love. And the radiation of love in a crucifix might not be sufficient if death would have the last word. But resurrection makes it so that death doesn't have the last word. Tough times don't have the last word. Painful moments don't have the last word. Because Jesus Christ resurrected. That couldn't hold Jesus Christ from resurrecting. He had within himself, as God, the power to resurrect. And at the same time, when we face black moments in personal lives, sickness, solitude, in our family life, miscommunication, difficulties, some wounds sometimes, moments of likeness. In a parish life, moments of difficulty, moments of difficulty in terms of harmony, moment of difficulty in terms of understanding each other, of reaching out to each other. Those are black moments. But the power of Christ is, never leaves the last word to the black moment. He has the power to fill our heart in the most blackest moments and to bring us His love. The expression that you have here, where love lives, may I complete it? Where love lives, so that love will live. Where love lives with capital L, where God lives, where the love of Christ lives, so that love will live, so that our love will live. We are in the year of mercy. It could be said, where mercy lives, with a capital M, so that mercy will live, so that our mercy will live. You have a history of being rooted in Christ, of looking up to Jesus Christ on the cross, who loves us and who resurrects. You have a history of coming together through good moments, but also to dark moments. You have a history of generosity. Friday evening, when I was at the supper for the feast, the anniversary of the parish, your pastor Peter told me, at St. Thomas Abbot, people are very generous. Something he told me. Very generous. You're generous because you're rooted in Christ. You're generous because you're rooted in Christ, so you are a community of faith. You're generous because not only are you a community of faith, but also a community of prayer. And at the same time, it's always growing. It's about growing. It's about who we are and who you are as a community, who we are as a church. We're the Church of Jesus Christ. We are not our church in the sense we are not the church so much as we are the Church of Jesus Christ. And as being the Church of Jesus Christ, it's our church. Being united of Christ, with Christ, we become the body of Christ. And Christ comes with His grace and transforms us and leads us to grow in love, to grow in mercy, to grow in unity, to grow in communion. There can be black moments, and sometimes in black moments it's difficult to see that what will come afterwards, how can it be improved again, how can we go through the black moments at those and renew our love, renew our faith, renew our hope, renew our community, renew our communions. So sometimes the black moments, they have the power to bring doubt in our life. Yet again, it might be personal black moments, family, community, society. And when we're confronted with black moments, we tend to doubt that it's possible to overcome black moments. And it might be difficult. It's not that it's not difficult. It might be difficult. But with the power, with the Jesus Christ, it's always possible. Always. Because nothing could stop Him from loving us and from resurrection, from resurrecting. And when we open our heart to Jesus Christ, nothing can stop Jesus Christ from helping us, from bringing peace in our heart, from bringing joy in our family, from bringing communion in the community. Nothing can stop Christ from doing it, whatever the black moments. So it's about a community of faith is also, at the same time, as you are, a community of prayer. If we want love, capital F, to live within us and between us, the God of love to be between us, a community of faith, us to become a community of prayer. Because through prayer, it's about prayer opens the door, opens the windows, opens the door to the coming of Christ. A faith without prayer says, I believe in you, but I don't have the time to meet you. I believe in you, but I don't need you. So when faith becomes prayer, it's, I want to meet you. I want your presence in my life, personal life, family life, community life. So prayer opens the door. God is not someone who pushes doors down. He's someone who knocks at the door. And when we pray, it's like opening the door to the God's presence and grace. So being a community of faith becomes community of prayer. And when we open the door of our soul, of our heart, of our spirit to God, He transforms us and unites us to each other. We become the body of Christ through the grace of Jesus Christ. A bit further in the celebration, at the moment of the offertory, a large picture will be brought representing the parish and the church, the building, and all composed with figures of you, parishioners, who are on the building. So it's the community aspect of it. A community rooted in Jesus Christ, of faith, a community of prayer that's opened its heart to Jesus Christ, and a community that comes together to live solidarity, but also to open its heart to the different needs of the world, of the poor, of the refugees, of in society. So it's about generosity, present the generosity of God being present in our heart, overflows in the family, in the community, and in society, and in the church. So I invite you to keep on having faith in Jesus Christ, faith in prayer, faith in the community, faith in generosity, faith in the presence of God in your life, faith that love, capital L, lives in your soul, so that it brings love in your life, between you, in you and between you. And at the end of the celebration, I will bless an icon of St. Thomas a Becket. Every name, every parish name, is a gift and a mission. St. Thomas a Becket is a gift. To have St. Thomas a Becket as a name is a gift. And I would say it's a very actual gift. It's a gift for today. Because St. Thomas a Becket was a martyr. A martyr of religious freedom. He was killed. He was martyred. He was executed because he resisted the powers of the era, the powers of the state of the era, which was the power of the king. But it was religious because the king at that moment wanted to dominate the church. And he resisted that. He was exiled, then he came back, then he was killed. He resisted that. So so it's not always so dramatic that we will be killed. But as Christians, we need courage. We need the courage to live our religion, our faith in today's society. We need courage. We need to learn path of courage together. You know, we know it's not that obvious to be Christians in today's society. Oh, you can be a Christian, but I don't want to see it. I don't want to see what you are. I don't want to see who you are. And maybe it happens to you. You go on a Monday morning to work or to class at school or on the workplace, and someone asks you, what did you do on Sunday? And just to say that you went to Mass on Sunday demands courage. It demands courage. All those who go to high schools, they know it. They know it demands courage. And sometimes at our place also it demands courage. So I think we have to learn the courage to be ourselves. It's not about the courage to impose anything on others. That's not courage. But the courage to be ourselves, to be Christians, and to be filled with the love of God, and to want to live that love. So that love, as love radiates from the cross, so that love will radiate from our life, from our soul. Whether we're a teenager today, it's not easy, it demands courage. Whether we are 20-something, it demands courage. Whether we are retired and we live in today's society, it demands courage. So there's no, if we take the time to pray, if we take the time to come together, we'll find the strength and the courage, which comes from the Holy Spirit, to simply be Christians in today's world. And it's a long subject, but God is love, and the whole of humanity needs the love of God, the whole of humanity. God is peace, and the whole of humanity needs peace. Whatever the differences, whatever of convictions, whatever. So it's not to say, so just the basic fact that we are Christians and that we know Jesus Christ is like a call to simply be Christians, fully be Christians. And I think we have to renew how are we Christians in today's society. I think we have to rediscover how to be Christians in today's society. So in that sense, the last 50 years were a time of faith, a time of prayer, a time of community, a time of solidarity. But the next 50 years, we still have the task to be Christians and Christians in today's society. And let's ask Thomas à Becket, let's pray St. Thomas à Becket. So that we'll have the courage from God, the strength from the Holy Spirit to witness to Jesus Christ, who went through darkness and to resurrect and bring us the love of God and the life of God.